Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I can too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome to another very exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethea. And today's date is March 28, 2018. And we are proud to be bringing you another exciting version of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America through the airways of Blog Talk Radio on the World Wide Web. And we are streaming on all forms of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and as they say in the neighborhood, wherever, we're out there. And we want to thank those who join us on a weekly basis, and you know that our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And you know that this show is brought to you by, every week, by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies. To address the economic effects of high energy costs at our historically HBCUs, historically Black colleges and universities, folks, for those who are not familiar with HBCUs, as historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity for solar, to bring down the underemployment rates of young African-American men and women across the U.S. Also, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts on climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black talk show programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Of course, this show is also sponsored by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And this morning, we're going to be talking about our mission statement in that area, and that will take up about the first 15 minutes of our show today. This show is also brought to you by Scotton Communications Network, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing, publishing, speaker bureau management, And for contact information, you can contact StattonCommunicationsNetwork.com. That's StattonCommunicationsNetwork.com. And you know, those who are listening to us over your Android or smartphones, you know you can join us by logging on to PositiveChangePC.com, by logging on to PositiveChangePC.com. And as you know, you always have to put www, but this PositiveChangePC.com. And in looking at our show today, and before we sort of full throttle into our show, we're going to take a few minutes here to pay a special tribute to a very, very close friend of mine, George Wilson, Afro journalist. George was remembered as the Black American's voice on Capitol Hill. George Wilson was a veteran journalist and broadcaster who reported as he heard it on the radio outlets across the country for decades. Is being remembered as one of the most powerful voices with a witty intellect. Wilson, who became the Black America's voice on Capitol Hill on March 17th, died at age 70. In recent years, he suffered complications from a stroke. Now, George was a very, very dear friend of mine, almost 40 years. And I spent quite a bit of time with George on a weekly basis, just stopping by his home and sitting down, and we would have long talks. But as I wanted to sort of get that information out to especially the Aggie Nation and to the Coolidge Coke Nation, who might be listening on to this program today, on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And then as I was saying before I stopped to give that tribute to a very, very dear friend of mine, that the first portion of our show is we're going to be talking about the HBCU Soul Initiative Radio Initiative. And it's actually entitled PCPC, HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can find that information by logging on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com. Now, under the PCPC, HBCU Solar Radio Initiative, we have had interviews with representatives of private, public, and nonprofit sectors, informing our listeners about the benefits of installing solar panels and every subject matter of economic interest surrounding the solar and renewable energy industry. We've also discussed the important roles that Black Americans play every day on their everyday jobs in the solar and renewable energy industry. We've had guests have included Black American owners of solar companies such as Gilbert Campbell, co-founder and managing partner of Bow Energy, head of the Department of Environment, Energy and Environment for Washington, D.C., Director Tommy Wells, both federal, state, city, and local federal private sector and nonprofit policymakers have been on this show, if you've been following us. We've also invited the president and founder of the Green for All team, Van Jones, who is a African-American educated attorney. Most of you know him as a CNN political commentator. He authored several New York Times best-selling books, The Green Economy of 2008 and Rebuild the Dream of 2012. Now, it's very, very ironic that he authored this book in 2008, because that was at the time that President Barack Hussein Obama was coming into power in his first term. The second book chronicles his journey as an environmental and human rights activist to becoming a White House policy advisor, he was the main advocate for the Green Jobs Act, signed into law by George W. Bush in 2007, after the embarrassing bungling of George W. Bush's administration of handling the Katrina flood catastrophe in New Orleans, which most of us, it doesn't seem as though it's been 11 years, but it happened in 2007. The Green Jobs Act was the first piece of federal legislation to codify the term green jobs. And as we know, those who are familiar with listening to this show, and once again, you can join us by calling 646-668-2948. And please remember, you must press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. That's 646-668-2948. And you can follow us on your Android smartphones by logging on to Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. And as I was saying, as we began to look at how George Bush handled the natural, and I'm not even going to call it a natural disaster, with this much on the line, climate change, and with the impacts of fossil fuels and carbons on our atmosphere, with the earth warming, I wouldn't even necessarily call it a natural disaster. I'll call it a man-made disaster, which nature said, we're going to handle this. But unfortunately, we as human beings on planet Earth, we don't get enough. So in 2008, that Green Jobs legislation resulted into $500 million in national funding for green job training. I've asked this question to Mr. Mark Davis of WDC Solar. And those who are not familiar with Mr. Mark Davis, he was the first African-American to set up and establish a solar installation company in Southeast Washington, D.C., here in your nation's capital. He has been on the airwaves of this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with his economic impact on Black America. And he shared with our listening audience during his interview that it was a very, very interesting question. What did happen to the $500 million in workforce development training? Because this gentleman designed a workforce development training program which was certified by the U.S. Job Corps, which they have in place to date. But he never received any of that funding. So this is why we call this Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, because we're always talking about follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. Talk is cheap. This show has served to support local and national and international discussions about environmental education and renewable energy projects and initiatives to educate the Black community and communities of color nationwide that are and have historically been beset by human and civil rights violations, including the disproportionate exposure to pollution, crime, standards of living, and more. Okay, we as Black folks understand that. We live it. The NAACP Environmental Justice Legal Defense Fund published a report stating African Americans who reside near energy production facilities, including coal-fired power plants, nuclear power plants, or biomass power plants, are most likely to suffer the negative health effects from impacts from prolonged exposure to smog, lead, asbestos, mercury, arsenic, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen, dioxide, and other toxins, other group of Americans would suffer if their communities were based around these facilities. Now, we have to begin to start looking at this thing from policy and what we must do as black folks to be in the room to deal with these issues. I have the privilege of being able to make this announcement to our listening audience that we will have on our next week coming show, we will have Dr. Mustafa Sandhyoga Ali, Senior Vice President of Climate Change, Environment, Justice, and Community Revitalization. He is also, of course, with the Hip Hop Caucus. He will be on the airways of this platform, Solar Now and the Future with his economic impact on Black America. So I want you to make sure you dial in or log in, or however you get in, to Solar Now and the Future with his economic impact on Black America, to hear that interview, which will be coming next week. But as we look at this information that was published by the NAACP, prolonged exposure to toxins from these energy production facilities is tied to birth defects, heart disease, asthma attacks, lung disease, learning difficulties, and even lower property values. Approximately 68% of African Americans live within 30 miles of a coal-fired power plant, which produces the largest production of energy compared to any other energy production type. Our goal is to make the economic impacts on climate change and solar energy and other forms of renewable energy a major conversation in the Black community, to increase environment public awareness and knowledge about the environment and the initiatives such as the Washington, D.C. Solar for All Energy Initiative, which will increase conversations on issues needed for environmental and renewable energy education in the Black community. That is what this show is about. And we think we've done a damn good job in bringing this information full circle without any support. Your sponsorship of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on America, Black America, will enable the podcast to expand as a national talk radio program on climate change and energy issues that affect the Black community, which the program has provided on a weekly basis. The Black community will be better able to make informed decisions and take responsible actions relative to environment and renewable energy. Now, I think this show has done that. Now, I've met with Mrs. Michelle Pettis, who used to be with Morgan State University's Director of Corporate Underwriting, WAA 89.3, in Baltimore, Maryland. We've also met with Jerry Paris, the General Manager of WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. Both stations have expressed a strong interest in picking up this show. But I must raise the sponsorship dollars to underwrite this show because both stations are NPR stations, which means they're public radio stations and are both are non-commercial stations. So I can't go out and get advertising dollars to bring you this, what I feel, badly needed information. But we want to listening audience who join us here on the airways of Solar Now and the Future with his economic on Black America. You know how to reach us by logging on to Positive Change, Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in Cat, .com. And you can call in by calling 646-668-2948. And we bring this show to you every week. And we bring this show with the type of information that is what we feel the bottom line, everybody got to pay the light bill. Okay? The energy is everything. Everything starts with it and really ends with it. We, as African Americans, according to a report that was put out by the American Association of Blacks in Energy, and by the way, they will be hosting, I'm going to give them a plug, even though Tracy Woods, who's a very good brother, but I guess when it came down to getting back to me about being on the airways to discuss their upcoming national convention, he got a little taste of amnesia. But nevertheless, I will be giving that information out. It will be held out in Vegas this year, and I'll give the dates on that convention, because it's very, very important. Because the American Association of Blacks in Energy is headed by a very dynamic sister, Mrs. Paula Glover, and they do a good job with what they have to work with. And when it comes to advocating for Black folks, you don't get a hell of a lot to work with. And this is why our people need to go on to my website at positivechangepc.com. Go to the GoFundMe link. We have a campaign. We're trying to raise some $78,000 to take this show national for a year. And we feel within a 12-month period, if we can't not raise enough hell over this mic and bring you the information and news that you can use, well, we don't deserve to be supported. But we've been bringing this show to you every week over the airways of Blog Talk Radio. Great format. But who knows, I'm here. It's like throwing a seashell in the Atlantic Ocean. Great show, but people got to know where you are. It's just like anything else. You can build the greatest car in the world. You can build the greatest, but if nobody knows that car exists, nobody's going to purchase that car. Everything starts with information and dissemination to information and people understanding how it brings value to their lives and the bottom line, how it's going to save them a buck. And that's what this show is entitled, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And believe me, the economics of energy does just not impact Black America. But Black America, we've put more in and get less out. Now, this is substantiated by the study put out by the American Association of Blacks in Energy, which I have been beating the drum on a very consistent basis, trying to get Tracy Woods with Abe to get some funding from some source so they can get some updated numbers. The report went on to say in 2009, African Americans, we spent $41 billion. I did not say million dollars. I said $41 billion for energy in the U.S. But we only had 1.1% of the jobs. We only had 0.8% of the wealth from the energy industry, and that was across all sectors of energy. So that took in your traditional forms of energy, which would have been is coal, natural gas, oil, electricity, and then you get in your renewable energies, which will be classified as biomass, hydrogenetics, wind turbine, and of course solar energy, which is the largest sector of the renewables and then the fastest growing. Now, according to the American Southern Co-ops of America, they put out a report that indicated that the Southern Co-ops of America, because I always like to reference where I get this information from, because when you look like me and it, you, it ain't what you say. It's where you're getting your homework done and how you do you back up what you say over the airways. Well, we can back it out because we do our homework, and you can find that out by logging on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com. Click on our news and events tab, and you will be surprised. We take great pride in the work that we've put together and we've done in putting together this website. Now, on this month alone, if you were to go to PositiveChangePC.com, you will find Federal Diversity Internships Initiatives, Federal Emergency Management Agency Jobs and Internships Webinar, 2018 National Action Network Convention, meet with DOE Procurement Director at the Government Contracting Conference, which will be held in the Hampton, Newport News, and Norfolk area. Fall 2018 White House Internship Program. Biden's administration shares update on Opportunity Zones. Ombudsman spending bill rejects Trump's EPA DOE cuts, which I strongly suggest people to go there and read. But because Trump administration had planned to cut DOE's budget by 75%. But guess what? And gut EPA, but Congress didn't go for that. So there is a little bit of sense being made out of this madness. But this didn't happen without people working like hell, lobbying back against those powers to be, because, you know, we got the best Congress. Young man told me that money can buy. I didn't make that up, but if the shoe fit, I guess you got the damn wear. Ombudsman spending bill rejects Trump EPA DOE cuts. Governor Hogan greenlights dangerous Potomac pipeline. Call him today. I strongly recommend that our listening audience this information out. Big Maryland Clean Energy Bill falls. The Green Jobs Renewable Portfolio Act of 2018 did not pass in the state of Maryland to increase the renewable portfolio standards up to 50% by year 2030. I went down to Annapolis that night and lobbied my representative. Where the hell were you? Pepco not crediting production properly. And that's a very, very interesting story. Getting San Diego ready for 100% renewable energy episode 52 of the Local Energy Room podcast. Look into the future while celebrating community solar in D.C. Sylvester Bush, Southeast Washington, D.C. Very interesting information. There's a video there. I strongly suggest that you join us on by logging on to positivechangepc.com, clicking on news and events. Ruling clarifies solar tax credit scope for batteries. Pennsylvania proposed could bolster electric vehicle charging infrastructure. In the South, customers' demand is showing utilities the dollars and cents in solar. Remember, approximately 45% of the African American population base in this country resides in the deeper South, and they don't have renewable portfolio status. A game-changing shift in the way power will be provided. The STEM for All Structural Workshop Summit, which is being held today on Capitol Hill, Brother Khalid Kareem with STEM for Us, and an attorney here in Washington, D.C. They're having a luncheon today. Well, unfortunately, I'm here doing my show, so I won't be able to make that. But for those who may have an interest in looking out for the supporting it, giving the information about diversity in the areas of cybersecurity, if you're interested in that type of thing, you want to be at this particular luncheon. Okay? Now, announcing Power Africa 2.0. 2018 Angola COS Spring Conference. We provide the information here on the airways of solar, now, and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And we've been joined by our guest, Mr. Corey Hansen. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? Thanks for having me again.
Great, great. Well, we always try to provide news that people can use, and I did a same way sort of into a very, very valuable resource that is here in Washington, D.C. In our community, the Black community, is very, very unaware of the organization called Solar United Neighbors, and that we formerly called D.C. Sun. And we have the privilege right now of listening to Mr. Corey Ransom. And Corey, I want you to share a little with our listening audience on your background and sort of tell us what you'll be doing this evening here in Washington, D.C. at your join the information session, which will be held at 300 Van Buren Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 212 at the Tacoma Park Community Center, which is located at 300 Van Buren Street in Northwest Washington, D.C. And, Corey, would you go right ahead and share that, some information on yourself and what y'all will be doing today in trying to get this valuable information on out to the community here in Washington, D.C. on your program?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks. So today, as Ron said, at 7 p.m., we're going to be holding a solar information session at the Tacoma Community Center. And what that is about an hour worth of information on how solar works for a home and the economics of it, as well as what we do as part of our solar co-ops. Solar co-op is a group of people who are going solar together. Creates a competitive price for people. But more importantly, for this program in the district, we're also a grantee of the Department of Energy and the Environment, the city program called Solar for All. And that allows us, through the grant, to support folks who are income qualified, who go solar, and cover the entire cost of the system. So they'll own the system from day one. They'll get all the electricity benefits, and that is a program that's being run throughout the city. And this info session tonight is one way that we're spreading the word on that program.
Well, I want our listening audience, and they can join us by dialing 646-668-2948. We are blessed with having Corey Ramsey, who is one of the engagement, community engagement people who you would be able to come out and meet personally tonight at this event, which will be held at 300 Van Buren Street at the Tacoma Park Community Rec Center here. And for those families with incomes of 80% of the area median income, we'll qualify for this program. So family one, if you're making under $52,550, or household of two, if you're making $60,050, household of three, $67,550, household of four, $75,50. That's $75,050. So not just $75,000, but $75,050. For a household of four, you will be able to qualify for the Solar for All program. And what is very, very important about what Neighborhoods United, DC, formerly known as DC Sun, what they do, they provide a cooperative model, which is very, very, very unique, where they're trying to get people to go solar in the District of Columbia. And the reason why this is very, very important is because the District of Columbia has some of the highest renewable portfolio standards in the nation, which was passed with the 16 or 17 when they passed the renewable portfolio standards, increasing it to 50% by year 2032.
The latest law was passed in 2016.
Well, what that did for our listening audience, it created a sort of like a facility. This is the word that's used in the energy industry. And Pepco, in fact, has to buy these, what they call use credits, from the open marketplace. Well, the only way that these credits can be generated, people have to install solar systems either on their homes, businesses, or institutions within inside the nation's capital, inside Washington, D.C., has to, in fact, install PV systems. And for those people whose systems may be generating more energy than they're using for their household, they can get a credit, or they can receive a check for those, what they would call use credits. Now, because there's such a lack of DC ratepayers are being, and this is being passed on to Pepco, they got to pay a fine of $15 million a year because they don't have enough facility there for them to purchase these those use credits. But those fines are then passed back down to you as a consumer. So it's a very, very vicious cycle, and the only solution to breaking this vicious cycle is more people installing PV systems on their homes. And there are other issues that, Corey, before you get off this airways, I want to make people aware of, because I posted this information because I basically gathered this information from the email group that sent out concerns for people who have installed PV systems. And there's been some issues about Pepco properly crediting the productivity of the systems that people already have on their homes. Well, that's one issue. Another issue is, if I'm not mistaken, there will be a hearing in the very, very near future, Corey, about 100% capacity systems. Could you elaborate some on that and sort of share with a little more why it's so important for people to go solar in the district?
Sure. I mean, from our perspective, we feel like we feel that everybody in the district should have the opportunity to benefit from the solar economy. The city's worked hard to expand the amount of clean, renewable energy the city generates. And this Solar for All program is one way that the city is trying to make sure, through grantees like us, that everyone can benefit from this expansion of renewable energy. So it's a really important way to kind of close the loop and make sure that there is equity of access to these programs for everybody in the district. Your point about the 100% generation is a slightly different topic. That's about how much energy your home can produce specifically in relation to how much energy you use. And that's not an open hearing. That's actually a complaint from a particular homeowner, but he's trying to encourage through his advocacy the increase of the amount of energy someone can generate in relation to how much energy they're using on their home. So that's kind of a separate issue, but an important one as well. And the Solar for All program is much more focused on making sure that anybody can put solar on their home or take advantage of it if their home's not a good fit for solar through something called community solar.
Well, Corey, I know you got a very, very, very busy schedule, but I want to thank you and for coming on the airways of this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, because these Neighborhoods United, y'all put forth a tremendous amount of effort to engage the African-American community. When you go out and you provide these information sessions, and I make it plain, and I keep it real, real, as they say, 100 on this show. We are not getting the type of numbers that these information sessions that have been held, and they've had them all over the city. They had one at Thurgood Marshall Academy over by the Anacostia subway station. They've held one at 50th and East Capitol at the library. They held one at Petworth at the Petworth Library. They've had an information session over in the Fort Totten area at the library right there across. So they've been all over the city and up in Northwest. The Black community is not showing up the way we need to be represented. And the engagement is on us. And that is why this show is here. We want to bring education and information, but we also want people to respond to the call, because you need to be educated about renewable energy, and renewable energy has a direct relationship on climate change. And if we don't understand with Maria and with these storms that we just recently had, and with all the other political issues that are out there, and as this is a very, very unique opportunity. This program, Solar for All, is probably one of the most unique programs to help low and moderate income communities in the country go solar. And Washington, D.C. is one of the few areas in the country, because there's not a lot of municipalities that have passed all of the municipal regulations like renewable portfolio standards, network metering, community solar legislation. That's a lot of the advocacy work that goes into place to bring these type of programs to the community. And when this work gets done, and you got a DOE and the funding that came forth to these grantees, and I can say without a doubt, Solar United Neighborhoods are the ones who I've seen in our communities trying to get this information out. So you need to be at 300 Van Buren Street, Northwest. Corey, what's the exact time for this session to start this evening?
It's 7 p.m. tonight, and I've got another opportunity coming up as well on Saturday, April 14th. Our Solar Congress, which is it's a free event. There's breakfast and lunch provided, and we It's an opportunity for anybody to come learn about solar. But this year, we're going to be talking a lot about Solar for All, how the program works, as well as some solar basic info. So if folks want to come out, it's Saturday, April 14th at University of the District of Columbia. And if you're looking for more information, you can get it at solarunitedneighbors.org/51st state. So solarunitedneighbors.org/51st state, April 14th, Saturday at UDC at 10 a.m.
Well, Corey, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time from your busy schedule to come on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact, and provide this very, very valuable information. And this Solar for All Congress, I'm going to see if I can encourage Corey, your organization, put me on the platform so I can be a cheerleader that day, because I just don't want to come and just sit there. I want to get up and put a passionate plea to those folks that will be coming, why they need to be coming to these community information sessions and going to DOEE's website and finding out about the various programs that are out there and who these grantees are, and to try to use these programs while the funding is there, because this money is not going to last forever. And you need, if you're thinking about going solar, and you need to have your roof checked. So we often talk, they talk about all that at this information session. So they sort of like take you by the hand, and they sort of guide you in the right direction. And I want to thank you once again, Corey, for taking time from your busy schedule for joining us on this platform today.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Corey Ramsey from the Solar United Neighbors. And if you are coming out this evening, you'll have an opportunity to meet yours truly, because I always sit quietly there and sort of observe the number of my folk that come through the door. We keep it plain here on the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And we, in fact, gave you a description at the beginning of this show today. And you just heard an interview from an organization that received a $2 million grant to help D.C. residents. In Prince George's County, they have a program called Transitioning Neighborhoods Initiative. I have contacted my representative, Mr. Carlos Sanchez, who represents my district, because I happen to live what we call the inside joke in the Beltway in Ward 9. It's referred to by black folk as Ward 9. We call it, it's known as PG County, okay? Because a lot of us who resided in the district no longer in the district. Now, they have a program similar to the Solar for All program. But this particular program, you have to live in a specific zip code area in order to be able to apply. For me, that's a deal breaker. There should be no reason why people should be penalized because of the income levels of some folks who live in their zip code from not being able to apply. And the reason why is because when you began to drill down and look at the African-American community in Prince George's County, who many of them worked for Howard University, many of them worked for the D.C. government, federal government, Georgetown University, Georgetown Hospital, AU, American University. They reside in Prince George's County by choice, just like people reside in Montgomery County by choice, or the district by choice, based on their ability to pay for housing. So you make decisions. But when the political decisions come up and somebody says to a person who might have purchased a house 20 years ago while they were working and reside in Peachy County and working in the district, and now you're retired. Which, when you begin to look at the largest percentage of homeowners in Washington, D.C., who are African American, you're going to find out that baby boomers, they're what they call my age. We're going to make a claim. Those individuals who had one income then and got another income now should not be penalized because they purchased a home in a zip code that's not inside this zip code-based program for application that whoever passed this policy in Prince George's County, I don't know whether they were at the steering wheel or not. That makes absolutely no sense. To put a program out here and deny people on fixed income an opportunity to apply when they are the basis of your home ownership, because many of these people purchased these homes years ago and they were working in Montgomery County, living in PG, might have been working in Fairfax County. People crisscross every day in the metropolitan area. Now, we're going to take a pause for the calls and shift gears because it's almost time for us to get off this platform today. But we feel strongly that we bought you some news that you can definitely use. So we're going to try to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to come back, and we're going to try to close out another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. I can choose. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And as you know, who follows this show every week, you can reach us by logging on to PositiveChangePC.com. That's PositiveChange, P as in Paul, C as in Cat.com. Or you can call us at 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad when you're calling in, so we'll be able to bring you on into our studio, because you'll be in the green room, and we want to make sure that we are able to get you on the airways of this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And as we say, you know, those who listen to us, you know that this show is sponsored by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies. To address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned American farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity for solar installation initiatives. to bring down the unemployment rates of young African-American men and women across this country. And I'm going to do a show, and we're going to go back in, and we're going to look at some issues surrounding that. And one of these issues is the amount of energy that's being used by the cannabis industry for these indoor grow facilities, which we have placed on our website an article which looks at just this issue of how much energy that is being used in the growing and the production of this new industry that's being created, because you have legalization now of marijuana for recreational use in almost 30 states. And because you do have this, it has created a numerous opportunities in the private sector, in the energy realm. Now, as I shared with you a little earlier, we're going to get back to talking about this cannabis thing, but I indicated that the American Association of Blacks in Energy 2018 National Conference, AIMS Conference, will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, of this year. And there's information on our website. Their early bird registration is over. So, you know, if you didn't jump on that, you could have saved yourself a couple hundred dollars. But if you're planning on going out, it's going to be a very exciting convention. You're going to have Jerome Gaddis, who most of us know him as the best when he played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's also a real shrewd businessman because he's got his money invested in energy. And he's going to be a presenter at their national convention in Vegas. So this is something that you want to be able to be there for. AIMS list of industry impact issues will be smart technology and digital transformation, blockchain and cybersecurity, drones impact on energy. These are the three core subjects that they'll be discussing. I know they will have some of the noted top consultants in that arena talking about this. So you may want to log on to www.aabe.org/2018conference. That's once again www.aabe.org/2018conference. And as we were talking about the issue of the marijuana, we're going to be putting together a show in the very, very near future to talk about that, this great energy demand that is placing on utilities to grow this new industry, because that's basically what you're doing. So, you know, as we always say, we hope that we brought you news that you can definitely use here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And we want to thank those who tried to get in and did it. And we want to thank Cole Ramsey for Neighborhoods United, which we know as BC Sun, for coming on. And hope to see you this evening at the information session that will be held at 300 Van Buren Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., at Tacoma Park Center, located at 300 Van Buren Street, Northwest. And until next week, we say we hope that we brought you news that you can use here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on America. And until next week,
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.